Now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by a Gaeilge Coláiste Curie student, Radhita Raman. And she's going to be featured in a new T.G. Cahir documentary that's entitled Act 3 Foulama Le Céilí Trap. This will air on Monday night next at 7:30. And the programme follows the journey of the TikTok sensation and Dancing with the Stars finalist Céilí Trap. And she's engaging with a group of diverse learners who are embracing education through Irish across various ETBs in the country. So as I said, I'm delighted now that Radhita is in studio with me. And I'm also joined by Deputy Principal as well, Donal O'Rooney. So you're both very welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Sure, Margaret.
So Radhita, I'm going to start off with yourself first. So tell me a small bit, how did it all come about, I suppose, that you were featured in this programme and you were selected to take part?
Well, the principal just came up to me one day and was like, there's news about a TV show, would you like to take part? And I was more than delighted to take part. And after a while, I was told that they're coming for filming and all this, and it just happened all together.
Brilliant, fantastic. And talk us through the filming aspect maybe of it then, like what did you have to do or what did it involve?
Well, it was pretty simple. It was more like me and Céilí Trap just talking. It was really nice. It was just a chat and we would walk through the school and just, she would ask questions, I would answer them. It was a friendly friend talk.
Fantastic. I wouldn't have been overly familiar with her before Dancing with the Stars, but I watched that and I saw her and she was lovely. She was really, really nice. How did you get on with her? It seems like it was very relaxed and very casual, but just a nice way to chat and I suppose promote Irish as well.
Yeah, I think she was amazing. I didn't have much of an idea of her like story or whatever before, but after the TV show, she was lovely. I loved talking to her. She was so relatable and funny to talk to.
Yeah, she's very funny. That's fantastic. I think it's part of it as well. Were you teaching her to crochet?
Yeah, I was teaching her to crochet. It was one of my hobbies before.
How did that go? Did she find it hard to pick up, or was it easy for her?
I think she found it one of the most difficult things. I was such a bad teacher. I was like figuring out how to answer her questions and also teach her. I could not multitask that.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do as well. But I'm sure you gave it a good shot.
Yeah,
me too. Radhita, tell me a small bit about your own heritage, maybe in the Irish language, and why it's so important to you.
Well, I've lived in the Gaeltacht my entire life. I was born in Tralee, but I lived in Dingle in the Gaeltacht. I went to primary school there, but my entire family at home, we all speak Bangla. Like, there's not a word of Irish spoken in my house. Even though my brother did primary school through Irish, he never spoke it with me. Okay. But yeah, I did my entire school life through Irish. And when I moved to Tralee, I continued through Irish. Yeah.
And what do you like so much about it, I suppose, or we'll say, why do you feel so passionate maybe about promoting it?
I think Irish is such a nice language. I feel like it's such a language that's like slowly dying out, and it's such a sad thing because Irish is such a lovely sounding language. I absolutely love it. With my best friend too, I'm always chatting in Irish with her. It's such a lovely language, and I'm actually really sad that it's like dying out.
Yeah, it is. It is lovely. And I would have gone to primary school in Irish as well. But we don't always have that opportunity maybe to talk, you know, talk it, I suppose, to other people maybe. And Donal, I might bring you in on that maybe as well now. Is it a case of that it's dying out a little bit, or is it maybe that it's just certain communities and certain groups like yourselves maybe that are promoting it and that's where it really is thriving, but the wider community maybe just isn't embracing it maybe as much as it should? Or is that not the case at all?
Look, I suppose this is sort of an ongoing battle. It's been happening for many a year at this stage. You know, and I suppose I disagree in a certain thing. I don't think it's dying out, but there is definitely sort of, there's a bit of a revolution going on between, you know, with, in certain areas where there's people really trying to promote it, whether it's Céilí, whether it is, we had the Kerry Cowboy in with us for a number of years. You know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of good work. And obviously then ourselves in school as well, you know, I suppose we're a new school, new building, trying to promote the Irish language in town with a lot of other schools. It's quite challenging, but look, thankfully, I think we're doing quite well. Mm-hmm. And just, I suppose, in this country in a whole, I suppose, they're probably looking at the Leaving Cert Irish at the moment and seeing what can be done with that. And I think gradually, look, it is improving the way it's been taught. And yeah, look, I think in years to come, hopefully it'll go on art.
Yeah, and I know actually I was filling in on the show a couple of months ago, I think, as well, and I was talking to Conor na Gaeilge, and they were saying that as well, that there is a bit of a revival in it, and it seems to be kind of, I suppose, cool maybe again now as well. You have the likes of Kayleigh, you know, promoting it online and things like that. Do you think that makes a difference when it comes to maybe the younger generations and their views on it maybe?
It does. Look, obviously Radita and, you know, her age group, a lot of them might see it as a chore sometimes, but obviously not Radita, but I suppose some other students. I know my own kids are going through the Medium of Irish, and I try to talk to them at home in Irish, and they're all, no, talk English and stuff. But yeah, so I suppose for that age group, but then you'd always hear people, you know, of maybe my age group when you're out or whatever else, and they're all saying, geez, I'd love to be able to speak it. I'd like, you know, when you're having a conversation with someone in Irish, another one, people are looking in awe at you going, geez, I'd love to be able to do that. Yeah. So look, hopefully it's something that that will become cool again, and that it's something that we can keep on promoting and keep on sort of pushing forward.
Yeah, and obviously you're hugely immersed in it over in Gaelcláusach. You mentioned as well that you have the new building now as well, which is obviously fabulous. I've been over there myself and it's lovely to see, and it's a lovely facility, I suppose, for students to be learning in as well. Do you think that makes a difference when people are considering potentially going to the likes of yourselves as a secondary school and maybe keeping on the Irish? Does it play a role maybe?
Yeah, look, again, it's sort of, I suppose, it's the same as anything. People like to go into something new and shiny and bright and open and airy, and so look, we certainly have that over now. You know, we had a fabulous building years ago, but it had probably run its course. We had grown too big for it, so thankfully we're in a brand new building. It is state of the art, it's fabulous. So look, we're very, very happy with it, and just getting bums on seats now is making sure we get as many as we can inside there.
And it's great to see that you were forced to move in a way because the numbers had grown, so obviously that does show that there is still interest, and you know, people are wanting to learn through Irish and to keep on the language as well. How are things going at the moment now that you're in the new school? You have room, I suppose, to expand even.
We do, yeah. Look, I think, you know, to be fair to the ETV and Department of Education, they sort of built it they made it plenty big enough that we have plenty scope for growth there. So look, at the moment there's still plenty room for many more students to come in, so look, yeah, we're doing our best, and thankfully it's going very well.
Yeah, and it's lovely, isn't it, to see the likes of Radita and other students as well showing an interest outside of school, I suppose, and doing their little bit to promote it, because that's, I suppose, an important aspect as well, because the more we hear of it and the more we see of it, the more maybe encouraged we would be, like you were saying earlier, if you are out and about, maybe just to say the cúpla focal, or to, you know, try your very best anyway.
Yeah, like, and you know, obviously like the Conor na Gaeilge, Ogras, there's plenty of sort of organisations now that are trying to do things outside of it. I know my own club na Gaeilge have been pushing it for a few years now, having sort of pop-up Gaeltachts and stuff inside in the club, and it's becoming something that that I think people are getting a bit more interested in, and thankfully that people are promoting it that bit more.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And Radita, how are you finding things over in Gaelcláusach? Obviously, you love the language. Do you just love being in school over there?
I love the building. It's such a nice building. It feels so homey of a building. I absolutely love the building. It's so nice, and I actually really like it. And I think it makes me want to speak Irish more because of what a nice building it is.
That's fantastic to hear. And I know you're hoping, I think, are you, to go on and study medicine?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Brilliant. What's the interest there? Why do you think that's the career for you?
I just personally like it. I love to help people. I think it's such a good course to be able to do, and to say that I'm a doctor and stuff. I absolutely just love it. I wish there was courses of medicine through Irish, though. I would absolutely love that even more.
Oh, yeah, that would be really interesting. Fantastic. Fair play to you. So the programme, I think it's airing, isn't it, next Monday night at 7:30?
Yeah.
How are you feeling in advance of it?
I think it's finally hitting me now that there's a TV show that's with my face, with my personality on it. It's crazy to think about.
And is it just the one episode you're featuring in, or is it across a couple of different episodes? Or do you know what this is?
From what I've heard, I think it's one like movie type thing, and then there's Mirna, there's segments, and I think I'm in one of the segments.
Brilliant. And are you excited to see it and how it unfolded? I know obviously you lived through it, so you were there obviously during the filming and you know what it involved, but are you looking forward to see it? I suppose how they all put it together and
I'm really excited to see it. I wish I could throw a watch party with my friends, but
that's a good plan. Obviously, the Irish language is so special to you. You can tell just from talking to you. If anyone was listening now, maybe that was young or old or any age, and they might have had maybe a couple of words of Irish, or they have none at all, what advice would you have for them if they were thinking it was something they'd like to pursue maybe and learn more about?
Well, I think Irish is an amazing language to learn. I know the school system makes it more like a memorizing game, but I think it's such a nice language to be able to speak. It feels so nice to be able to go into a Gaeltacht and be able to speak that language. It's the language of our country, and I absolutely love it. And I think more young people should learn it. I think it should become a trend again.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it would be great. And I'll have to brush up myself as well, because as I said, I don't have as much as I used to, unfortunately, before. But fair play to you. It sounds brilliant. And I'm looking forward to watching the programme on Monday night. But I'm no doubt you'll be fantastic. So thanks so much to you both for coming in this afternoon. It's been lovely to talk to you both.